Now, Surrey County Council says electrifying one of the county's main rail routes would generate 8,000 jobs and £1.8 billion for the economy. That's why they're joining forces with Great Western Railway to try to secure government funding to carry out the work on the North Downs line. Well, talking to us now is Mike Goodman from the council, also Tom Pierpoint from GWR. So we'll start with you, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Kate.
Why did you decide to join forces with GWR now?
Well, it's important to work together on these projects. And for Surrey residents, we do not have a good service, particularly in rail on that line. And we want to work with GWR to convince the government that our residents in Surrey need a better service on the trip in to Gatwick from Reading. And we want to work with them.
What have the people told you about this? Is it the quality of the trains, the speed? What's going wrong?
It's all of the above. And electrification of the 29 miles would certainly improve the speed of the trains along that route, and it's desperately needed. And the cost is not in the, is not something that should be difficult for the government to find. And we want to work with GWR to help them convince us to do it.
Now, you touched on money there, Mike. Brexit does mean lots of investment projects are being closely looked at, I would imagine, at the moment. Do you think yours may be affected?
Well, you've got to continue with the economy. And as you quite rightly said, it's worth £1.9 billion, 8,000 jobs, 8,000 new jobs. We need those jobs. So we believe it is money well worth spending.
Where will those jobs come from, Mike?
It will come from a variety of jobs throughout the line, because at the moment people use a car. People haven't got opportunities to go into London and into Gatwick, and it will be a cross section of different jobs.
And what sort of money are we talking about that's needed here?
Well, this is why we want to work with GWR to finalise the actual funding. But we looked at figures between 80 and 140 million.
Okay, Mike Goodman, thanks very much indeed.
Tom Pierpoint is from GWR. Tom, morning.
Good morning, James.
So give us an idea about how the line would be different for anyone using it then.
Well, I think at the moment, the North Downs line is an incredibly useful and important link. But I think we just think it's got the potential to play a much wider role. And as Mike has said, about half of the line is electrified already. And we think that with a relatively modest investment compared to other projects, it gives us the opportunity to run more services, to run faster journeys between Reading and Guildford and Gatwick Airport, potentially with better trains as well. And it also opens up the opportunity to link wider destinations than are currently served by the line.
So go on, tease us about where we could maybe take a train to then.
Well, you could potentially have trains running from Gatwick right through to Oxford. And it just opens up wider connectivity, so it links businesses together and it links people to job opportunities that they don't necessarily have at the moment.
Now, you've had a huge electrification process going on through Reading and those trains down to the West Country. It's going to make a dramatic difference there. So that's sort of almost finished. Now you're on to this one. Give us an idea of timeline about how long it takes to actually get money from the government for an upgrade like this.
Really important to be clear that at the moment this is something that we want to happen, but there's no commitment, there's no guarantee that this is going to happen, and so that's why we're really keen to work with Surrey, to work with the other local councils and the local enterprise partnerships to try to build the case and make the case to government as effectively as we possibly can. Network Rail, as you say, have a huge investment programme. They're doing some incredibly good work on the Great Western Main Line at the moment, and that will take them through to 2019. So realistically, work won't be able to start until then. But the sooner we work together, the sooner we build this case, and the stronger we can make this case, the sooner the improvement will happen.
All right, and if we were to give you the green light today, how long would it actually take to get it all changed?
It would probably take about 2 to 3 years to do the actual upgrade.
Right, and during that time, would we actually lose the service for periods of time?
I mean, I think what we've seen on the Great Western main line is Network Rail working a lot at night, at weekends, at the Christmas holidays, for example, when people aren't using the trains as much as they do usually. And it would be a similar situation on the North Downs line. The more time you can give Network Rail to access the line, the faster it would be. But clearly, our priority is to keep moving people to jobs, to their jobs, to school, and to let them make the journeys that they need to make every day.
Tom, thank you. Also to Mike Goodman as well. So the council and GWR joining forces.